Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our Christmas Eve edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. On today's broadcast, we'll be welcoming a very special guest. Bob Christopher will introduce her in just a moment, but first, a quick reminder that because this is a special edition, the phone lines will not be open today. So with that, welcome to Christmas Eve at Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have a very special guest today. And before we introduce her, just a little background. As far as our ministry is concerned, we have a tagline, Hear It, Believe It, and Live It. And for us, that's more than just a tagline. It's actually a process of spiritual and authentic discipleship that people get engaged in as they listen to the broadcast. So many folks out there, you know, they think they've heard the gospel, but when they tune into the program, they really start hearing about the work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And oftentimes, it's not what they've heard in the past. They may have heard a little bit about Jesus, but they've made the gospel into a message about themselves and not about the Lord. So oftentimes they hear the good news and then they get challenged to believe it. Do I really believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be? Do I really believe that Jesus died to take away my sins? Do I really believe that Jesus was raised so that I can have everlasting life? And so this faith starts really, I think, taking root in a person's soul. And then as that kind of deepens in their lives, they start to see this good news of Jesus being lived out in their lives. Right. Their lives become a good news story. And that's what this radio ministry is all about. And today, I want to introduce to our listeners a listener in New York City, right there in Long Island and Wantagh, New York, Teresa Costello. She tuned into the broadcast probably a little over a year ago, and her story has been quite remarkable. And Richard, you and I had the opportunity to meet Teresa and her son, Austin, in person back in October at our Simply Grace tour. And so it's with great honor and a great privilege to welcome Teresa to Basic Gospel today. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my honor. I'm overwhelmed right now. I started crying listening to you because that was me in a nutshell, boy. That was just a description of me. Unbelievable. Yeah. How I found you guys. What a blessing.
Well, we're so glad that you did. And we're so glad to be a part of your life, and even more so glad that you are a part of ours. Well, tell us, Teresa, how did you kind of come across Basic Gospel? How did that happen? What was going on in your life, and what prompted you to start listening to the radio broadcast?
I had been a frequent visitor to a local thrift shop. I would always go and browse to kind of escape, I guess, more than anything. It was almost something that I just always used to do just to get away. I didn't know what was empty in me, but I just had to go browse the shop constantly. And I got into the van one day, and I turned on, it was about, 4:20 here, New York time, and your broadcast, of course, here, Eastern Standard, starts at 4. And I started hearing these men talking about this freedom in Christ. And I remember sitting there thinking, what freedom? I don't feel that. I feel fear. And I said, boy, I sure wish I could have caught this. And I remember going onto my phone and checking out what this station was all about and who these people were. And I said, well, I have to remember to tune in to hear this. And I was wondering, is this just another one of these evangelical groups that, you know, require you to do this and that in order to get, you know, free? And I said, maybe this will work and maybe it won't. But unfortunately, a couple of weeks passed, and as I was driving and as I was yet again shopping for what I don't know, I got into my van and I was blessed to catch your music at the very beginning of the show. And I listened in, and after that, I couldn't stop tuning in. I started feeling like, wait a second, I don't know Jesus at all. I don't know the gospel at all. And I really had considered myself a holy person. 5 years prior, I had been saved. I was raised Roman Catholic, and I then married my wonderful husband and became Lutheran, and I felt like I was taking baby steps towards the Lord. But I never opened up my Bible. Matter of fact, my mother had given me one, a Catholic Bible, and I started reading it, and I said, this is too repetitious for me. It doesn't make any sense. It's so condemning. And I kind of put it aside. But then I started picking it up, and I said, wow, Lord, I don't know you. And I fell down, and I asked him to come into my life. But frankly, those entire 5 years, I was just trying to be good and do good and be holy. And it wasn't until I tuned into Basic Gospel that I found out that the work was already finished. And I felt this peace coming over me and this joy coming over me. And I said, how can this be so, Lord? How can this be? I don't have to do anything. And that was where I said, I started listening to Basic Gospel. I would listen to the archives. I would put it under my pillow at night, and I would wake up hearing it still. And I just couldn't get enough of the broadcast. I just felt like I was reborn.
Well, I tell you, when you really get your eyes open to Jesus and to his massive love for you and all that he accomplished for you, you really can't get enough. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming, and it's truth you just didn't know really existed. You've written to us a number of times, sent emails in, and posted things on our Facebook page, and you've made Facebook posts, and we are greatly encouraged by all of those. But one of the things that you talk about quite consistently through a lot of your emails is the fear and condemnation that you felt before really coming to know Christ. Tell us a little bit about that. What were you fearful of, and did you feel like you were never good enough, that you never could live out what you thought God was expecting of you as a child of God?
Yes, I did. Now, of course, I know, having been blessed by this, by you all, that I was really living under law. I felt like I had to keep it perfectly, and I knew that I couldn't. And so I just constantly felt this heavy weight. I would go to church, and I would see all these people so happy and so joyous, and I felt like I was faking it, because I knew that they might be going to heaven, but I certainly wasn't. I just knew that I was not good enough, and I couldn't imagine how God could love me with all my faults. And it was just such a heavy burden. One that was, when I think about it, I really didn't know how I could bear each day. I was so in love with him, but I couldn't imagine being good enough for him. And it was so hard. It was so hard.
Yeah, that's
kind of... And I feel bad for people when I hear them call in with that same burden, because it's a heavy one.
That's really an interesting point. You know, our hearts really want to love God. I mean, that's deep within us, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah.
And yet we feel like he doesn't really want to love us. And all of that is based on our failures, the sins that we commit, and just the things that we think and experience deep within us. We think, how in the world could God love that? How in the world could God love me? And that's exactly what you were going through. And then somehow I would assume that as you started listening, your focus went to the cross, the demonstration of God's love for you, that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. Is that what first attracted you to pay a little more attention to the gospel, the fact that he had forgiven all of your sins?
Yes, that all of them were forgiven. That I didn't have to constantly get on my knees and beg him every day to forgive me. That's what I grew up thinking, that unless you have, if you have unconfessed sins, you're in trouble. And I thought, well, how am I going to possibly remember it all? And then it is true, when I heard that he died once and for all, I said, oh God, I have been reading this wrong. I do feel that a veil was lifted. through Basic Gospel. And I tell you, I started reading every word with grace, through grace. And it just changed everything in my reading, my daily reading, because I was reading daily, but it almost made me get giddy every time I would start reading, like, wow, that's what that means. You know, the freedom is unbelievable.
Well, unbelievable. Well, it is. We've all, you know, read your emails, and one that really put a smile on all of our faces is when you wrote to us and said, I no longer stumble over fear in my walk, but I dance in grace. And I think after after meeting you there in New York, we can actually see you dancing, dancing in grace. But that's where we stand, isn't it? We're not under condemnation. That's where we were before coming to know Christ. But once we've been rescued, once we've been saved, once we've gone from death to life, now we stand in grace, and we can never get outside of that grace. Once we're there forever. And boy, what good news is that?
Oh, it's amazing. Amazing news. Amazing. So grateful. And I think more of the empty tomb now and the resurrection also. I love the cross, but the thought of the empty tomb, and when he says, follow me, I know I'm following him. So that just, I can't even talk about it. The joy that brings me.
Yeah.
There's such joy.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. It's a special edition of Basic Gospel today. Our guest is Teresa Costello from Long Island, New York, and she has been a listener of the program for a little over a year now, and she has been engaged in this discipleship process that we call Hear It, Believe It, and Live It. And Teresa, we want to turn to some of the practical aspects of this gospel now as far as your family is concerned. What have you seen as far as changes within your family, your marriage to Michael, and you have two sons, Austin and Taylor? How has this message really impacted your family?
Well, I'll speak from my point of view. I consider myself a lot easier to live with. I don't know what they would say, but I guess my fear of condemnation, I felt like I had to be this, you know, bang them over the head with the Word and the Bible and watch every move they're making, and I was very uptight. There's no other way to put it. I just feel like that has all simply gone away. You know, we all have our moments, but for the most part, walking in grace now and knowing that not only I am, but my family, praise God, believe in Him, and that we're all saved, I have so much more peace in my life now. My marriage has improved because amazing that Jesus is a restorer. And he redeems the time, and it's only been a year, really. But I feel like he has changed things in me that I used to have to strive to change. I don't know if that makes sense, but now I look back and I say, wow, he took that away. I'm not like that anymore. And I just feel like now I can, if I have an issue, I go right to the person. I don't have to slander anybody in my family. I go right to the one, and we discuss it in love, and we're over it, and the sun goes down without the devil getting a foothold, and it just feels like everything is just so much easier. Not that life is easy, but the way I handle things that come and go in this home is very different. My husband has become a man of prayer, and he also enjoys Basic Gospel. He loves to see what it's done for me. My boys, my son has the app on his phone. That came through God's grace. I did mention it to him, and he sees the changes in me, so we listen together. And my younger one also, he is delighted to see that I no longer struggle with condemnation. Somehow the younger one never did, but he always knew that Mom had a problem. So he used to pray for me.
Yeah, Mom's got a problem.
Mom's got a problem with not knowing where she's going. But I know where I'm going, but Mommy doesn't know. So praise God for it all. And I you know, I don't like to say it all because of Basic Gospel, because I know Jesus Christ is in Basic Gospel. This ministry is blessed by him, and that's why it's successful. Because
his
hand is on it.
As someone whose personal life and family life has been dramatically impacted by what you've heard through this ministry, not because of this ministry, but for what you've heard through this ministry. It's important to realize that someone gave and supported this ministry so that you could hear the message. So, as I say, as someone whose life has been impacted by what you've heard through Basic Gospel, what would you say to others who are just kind of sitting on the fence and have heard something that has changed their lives or made an impact in their lives, who might be considering giving to a ministry to support the ongoing proclamation of the truth of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ? What would you say to those folks?
Well, I would ask them to prayerfully consider. I would ask them to take a real good look at what's out there, especially on television. Some of the things, send this much money for a blessing and so on and so forth, that is so false. And it's interesting that you're asking me that, because I would wholeheartedly tell them to go to 2 Corinthians verses 14 all the way to chapter 3-4, because to me this is your mission statement. I have never felt that you do this to rope anybody in or to misguide anyone. It is pure-hearted Jesus Christ, and it is humble, and I listen to your questions. You are never impatient. You never slander anyone. Someone could ask the same question four times during the same broadcast, and you would always say, what a good question, and I admire that, and I think it makes people unafraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
So I would say to people, don't even think about it, you know, ask the Lord, how much should I give, not if I should give, because it's rare to find a ministry that just preaches the good news. I'm free because of it today. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, Teresa, I know in one of your emails you said, you know, they preach the true gospel, and I've never felt so free and so excited to be a Christian. Freedom. How can anyone be expected to shine as a Christian and share the good news if they are chained down to fear? And I think if we, you know, just survey the landscape out there as far as, you know, the religious landscape, fear is going to be the thing that we see the most of. That's what motivates people. That's what drives people. That's what shapes their thinking about God. That's what shapes their relationship with God. And all of that is so negative. That's why we're so afraid. That's why we never draw near to Him. That's why we never see just really strong, solid transformation in our lives, because we operate in fear. And what this gospel message does is, as I've said a couple of times, it just punches that fear right in the face and changes it into faith, where we really can trust that God loves us, that we really can trust that Jesus has done something for us that we could not do for ourselves. And I know for you, Teresa, it's really kind of opened your mouth to be a voice for this message with people that you meet, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. I share it from the heart now. I share it from the heart. Not from a place of fear where I have to do work. But the Lord opens my mouth, and it's all from gratitude. That's just it. It's when you really believe in something, and when you're really grateful for something, you want to share it. And that's how I feel now.
Yeah. Well, have you had any specific opportunities to, you know, share this good news, and how has that been received, and how have people responded as you open up your mouth and tell the good story, tell the good news of Christ?
Well, I guess I would say that I am a big Facebook person, and my I do love to share the gospel. I have had people, it's interesting, I've had people come and ask me for prayer that never did before. Because I think that they see that I'm coming from a place of real thankfulness. And I've spoken to a lot of youth about Christ. That's where my passion is. That's where the Lord has my heart. And I just feel that people know that I'm not kidding, and I want to share. It's just a change that God did in me that I think people know they can come to me, and I just share what I believe in now. It's hard to explain, really, but I don't want to say I've impacted anybody's life, but I certainly know that they know that I love Jesus, and I just want to share him also.
Well, and he is the good news, Teresa. There's, you know, we talk about a story. We talk about, you know, all of this religious belief and faith. And, you know, when you get right down to it, Jesus stands at the center. Yeah. Without Jesus, there is no story. And it's his life that we share. And I think that's the biggest difference that people see. You know, oftentimes if we're not sure about this gospel message, we're not sure that we live in the new covenant, we're still trying to follow some rules and regulations in order to get God to accept us or to grace us with his presence, whatever it might be. You know, that's just us putting forth human effort. And I think people can see through that. They can see that here's a person that's struggling. But when you know, go to what the good news really is, that it's Jesus living his life through you, I think people can see that. And there's something genuine and authentic about the very life of Christ being lived out in a person's day-to-day experience. And so that's what you're bringing to the table now. Christ's life living through you, and boy, that's all the difference in the world. I think about the story of Moses as he is being called to lead the people out, and after the people had built the golden calf and all of those sort of things, Moses had this conversation with God, and he said, "Show me your glory," and we have that incredible picture. But Moses said to God, if you don't go with us, we're lost, we're hopeless. You in your presence and your power is what distinguishes us from all other people. And Moses got it right. It wasn't about those Ten Commandments. It was about the very presence of God in the midst of the people. And that's the way it is for us. That's what distinguishes us as people, as believers in Christ, God's presence in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that's what you're experiencing. You've gone from, you know, trying to live a religious, holy life to just trusting Christ to live his life through you. Wow, what a difference, huh?
Faith expressing itself in love.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how you can love and forgive, and it seems to be quite easy to do these days, and it's all him. It's all him. And well, I know it's his example.
Yes, it is. Well, let me just close the broadcast today with something else that you wrote to us that has really encouraged my heart. Yeah, you said this: "Thank you for clearing up old religious teaching. Seems these days when I sit with the Lord in his word each day, I no longer feel condemned or unworthy and confused." And to our listeners out there, if that's you, if you're feeling condemned or unworthy or confused, let this gospel message clear up the confusion. Let this gospel message take away the guilt and shame, so that you can know fully and with confidence that in Christ there is no condemnation, because he took away your sins forever. If you're feeling unworthy, recognize that God demonstrated his love for you, that he chose to love you. Let that wash over you and take away those feelings of unworthiness, so that you can receive what God has for you in Christ Jesus, this new life that he will give you through faith in his finished work. Well, Teresa, we're so grateful that you joined us
on this broadcast.
Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being a person who heard the good news, who is now believing the good news, and who is now living that out in day-to-day experience.
Yes, indeed. Well, once again, I'll remind you, as Teresa so beautifully did, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. We encourage you, our listeners, to come partner with us. You can click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. But again, Teresa, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your Christmas Eve. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, wishing you and your family a blessed and very Merry Christmas.